That's not the case with the blood cancer known as myeloma. KPBS health reporter Kenny Goldberg tells us the disease can be controlled, but there is no cure.
In 1999, when Pacific Beach resident Elliot Recht was 45 years old, he went to the doctor for a checkup. His doctor found a high level of protein in his blood and sent Recht to a specialist. Recht remembers what the specialist told him.
So he says, well, you can do a stem cell transplant or chemotherapy. And I'm going, what are you talking about? And he said, you don't know this, do you? I said, what? He says, you have a blood cancer.
Recht was diagnosed with myeloma. Myeloma is the second most common blood cancer after non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. About 20,000 Americans are stricken with the disease every year.
The special feature of myeloma is that it stays in the bone or the bone marrow. So myeloma, it's a bone marrow oma tumor.
Dr. Brian Dury chairs the International Myeloma Foundation. He says the disease is characterized by a tumor that grows like a lump in the bone marrow.
And so it increases in size, and so it can damage the bones around it. And so it can damage your spine. It can cause a lot of pain and disability, bone fractures. And so this is a very disabling disease.
It wasn't that long ago that a person with myeloma had only one treatment option. First, an infusion of chemotherapy, then a bone marrow transplant. But Dr. Dury says there's been a dramatic change in the last decade.
Since the year 2000, there really has been a huge impact with the introduction of what we call novel therapies for the treatment of this disease.
Drugs like Revlimid and Velcade have emerged as frontline treatments. These medications have helped myeloma patients live longer. But they're not a cure, and they don't suppress the disease forever. Just ask Elliot Recht.
Well, the Revlimid, after about 4 years, within the last year, has started to fail a little bit. The myeloma is starting to increase a little bit.
That's why the search is on at Moores UCSD Cancer Center for better treatments for myeloma. Dr. Katriona Jameson directs stem cell research at the center. She says the reason people die from cancer is they relapse. Dr. Jameson believes the key to myeloma is getting a better understanding of what happens inside bone marrow.
So if we can understand the interplay between the myeloma cancer stem cell and its environment, then we'll be able to devise better strategies. They're likely to be combination strategies that will be able to eradicate those cells that we think are at the root cause of relapse.
UC San Diego researchers are also involved in clinical trials of potential myeloma therapies. Hematologist Erin Reed is a principal investigator for three of these trials. She says the current regimen of drugs is good, but
we don't have a cure. We have so much room for improvement without a cure. We need to find something that is going to get rid of the disease forever. And that's where there's hope in some of these novel therapies.
Elliot Recht heads up a myeloma patient support group in San Diego. Over the years, he's seen a lot of people die from the disease. But Recht says he's lived a lot longer than anyone expected.
When I was diagnosed, it was a 3-year life expectancy, and that's what I was told. I attribute it to good luck.
Today, thanks to the new therapies, people diagnosed with myeloma can expect to live an average of 6 years. About 10,000 Americans die from the disease annually. Kenny Goldberg, KPBS News.
Well, we've been hearing about big waves at